निगमकल्पतरुर्गरितं फलं शोकमुखात् अमृतद्रवसंगितं पिबता भागवतं वसमायां ऊर्भुवृषिका भुवि भावुक अनाथोपशमं सच्चा भक्तियोगं मधुक्यजे लोकस्य जानातु विद्रं चक्रे सर्वत संगितं यस्यं वैस्मयामानायं कृष्णे परमपुरुषे भक्ति उपजते पुंसशोकमोहो भयापो शुमर भगवतं पुराणमलं जद्वश्नामानं प्रियं यस्मिन् परमं स्यमेकमलं ज्ञानं परमगीयते तत्रो ज्ञानाविरागवैति सहितं नस्कम्यामविष्कृतं यस्रुवं सुकृतं विचारणोपरो भक्त्या विमोचे नरो अर्थयं ब्रह्मसूत्राणां भारतार्थो विनिर्णयो गायत्री वस्य रूपसो वेदार्थो परिगृहीत सर्वविदेतीयासानं सारं सारं समादृतं सर्वविदान्तो सर्वं श्रीमद्भागवतमीशते तदृशामृतस्य नन्यत्र स्मृतदे क्वचि ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Ramadevi
Dadur Murdhyangam Nuta Every time you put forward yourself into the Lord's faith and follow in His footsteps. The Lord's Spirit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pray in a Purushottam. So, translation again. O girls, the dust of Govinda's Lord's feet is so sacred that even Brahma, Shiva, and the goddess Ram take that dust upon their heads to dispel sinful reaction. So, this Tantra Krishna Bhagavatam is very, very high philosophy. That's why usually it is forbidden for people to jump, you know, directly to Tantra Krishna Bhagavatam, as do the sages. Therefore, we are reading Tantra Krishna Bhagavatam in an authorized way because we went systematically from the start in the first canto, and then we reach it. Although I'm qualified, especially myself, but we cannot see. Somehow, by the blessings of Vaishnava's Guru and Buranga, we can always find something interesting, you know, something to our level of understanding of Krishna consciousness. Because this Krishna consciousness movement is Mahaprabhu's movement. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prema Purushottama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who gives Krishna Prema. No other person gives Krishna Prema. No any incarnation of Krishna, even Krishna himself doesn't give. Lord Krishna is known as Lila Purushottama. Lord Ramachandra is known as Maria the Purushottama. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prema Purushottama. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who would exhibit unique pastimes, Lila Purushottama. And Lord Ramachandra is the Supreme Personality of Godhead uniquely. He teaches, you know, very etiquette, Maria, Vedic Maria. Nobody can equal him. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is only one can give Krishna Prem, Supreme Personality of Godhead, no different from Krishna. But in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives Krishna Prem. But he's in the form of Krishna, Braja Kishore Krishna, Nanda Nanda Krishna doesn't give. So in this particular verse, the gopis, they go on, you know, describing all about the feet, the dust of the Lord's feet, the Supreme Lord. It's very interesting. For many, many verses speaking about it, the Lord's feet of the Lord. And last time I gave class, we saw the marks, auspicious marks, you know, on the sole of Krishna's feet. And they're very, very significant. Because that is, the feet of Krishna is called Abhoyacharan Vrinda. The lotus feet of the Supreme Lord are the object of meditation for the devotees. The devotees always meditate upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. This is very significant. I explained last time that the lotus feet, the feet, they represent the whole body. In the Ayurvedic system of reflexology, that's one. You can see that every part of the body is represented under this, on the feet. It's very interesting. So, and the feet or the foot is the most sensitive part of the body. That's why you can give massage, you know, when somebody massages their feet nicely, you feel really good about it. You know. So, we always meditate upon the lotus feet of the Lord because it's very significant. That's where all the Lord expressed his love and affection, protection. As we saw the marks, how the Lord protects his voice, all under his lotus feet. Now we see in this particular verse, it is said that Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Rama Devi, the wife of Lord Vishnu, when Vishnu is to return from the pasturing ground, you know, with the cows in the evening, and yet it is said that those great personalities, they come every day to get the dust at the Lord's feet of the Lord. But it is very important point. This is Krishna and Vrindavan. It's kind of speaking about Krishna and Vrindavan, right? But have those personalities, do they have access in Vrindavan? It's a question. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Rama Devi, or Lakshmi. Like Rama Devi means Lakshmi. Do they have access in actual Vrindavan? It's a question. We see in Vrindavan's pastime, great personalities like Uddhava, Narada Muni, here Brahma, Shiva, they also come there. But they are not actually they don't enter really Vrajabhumi. Very interesting. Krishna has two types of pastimes: Aisodhya Lila and Madhurya Lila. It's just when Krishna went to sacrificial arena of King Kamsa, the people saw him differently. The gopis, they saw Krishna, they beloved, you know, Paramur. And they saw Krishna in a parochial bhav. Because Krishna is two types of Madhurya. Krishna is known as Sungara Rasa Raj. He's the king of a conjugal melody. Sungara means conjugal. So that's the Madhurya is the topmost rasa. So Krishna is known as Sungara Rasa Raj, the king of conjugal melody. So in a conjugal melody, we have two types of conjugal melodies. One is Sokya and Parokya. Sokya bhav of Madhura Ras is exhibited in outside Vrindavan, like Dwarka, Mathura, and Vaikuntha, Sokya, or Ayodhya. But in Vrajalila, this Madhurya is known as Parokya. Unwedded. Sukhya means wedded. Also, outside Vrindavan, Krishna is as husbands of the queens, and Vrindavan Ram, husband of Mother Sita, and Vaikuntha, the Lakshmis, and the wife of Lord Vishnu, Rama Devi here, they are all in mood of Aisodhya, opulence. In our mood of opulence, Madhurya is covered up. Now, in Vraja, This Madhurya Ras is known as Parokya Bhav, unwedded. And it is said this is the topmost. Parokya Bhav, Prajeti Prachar. It's Parokya Bhav is at the topmost melody of conjugal love. And conjugal love is, as I said, the top melody, but Parokya even higher than Sukhya, unwedded. So, those personalities like Uddhava, they also came to Vrindavan, Akrura, and here we're talking about Lord Shiva, Brahma, and Rama Devi, you know, but they don't enter really Vrindavan. They still in a mode of Aisodhya. Therefore, they come to take the dust of Lord Shiva to the Lord. So it's just like we're going to Vrindavan, it's not everybody sees Vrindavan. We have to be in that mood. And not only as we said, Visaya chariya kare sudabe mano kare amaye rabu shi Vrindavana. So to enter the mood of Vrindavan is very, very confidential. One needs to be purified from all material contamination, even free from all reverence. Then you can enter Vrindavan. That's why when Uddhava, Akrura, they went to Vrindavan, Uddhava was he couldn't believe the love of Vrishabhasis, especially the gopis, and he prayed for it. We know that famous verse comes from Sanskrit, where Buddha was praying to take birth in Vrajabhumi, to associate the gopis, to embark the mood of Vrajabhasis. Although he was in Vrindavan, he couldn't get it. Lord Brahma also, the inter Vrindavan, Krishna's Leela, but he can't understand the Vrindavan. Here, all those great personalities, they go to get dust. But in Vrajabhasis, they don't get dust from lotus feet of Krishna. Instead, well, they don't even think Krishna is Supreme Person of Godhead. They need the dust, take the dust from the lotus feet. They don't think about all these things. But others, they want the dust from the lotus feet, from the Lord. And the understanding of the gopis regarding the lotus feet of the Lord, they think like this, the gopis. It's not a verse or something from 10th canto, but I can't remember Sanskrit. Where the gopis, when they're feeling acute pain of separation from Krishna, Krishna's gone to the forest with the cows and pasturing ground. So the gopis, they're meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna. Everyone Krishna left Vrindavan, he went away. They're also meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. In which way? They're thinking, because you see, separation from Krishna is very intense. It's burning. It's burning. And we can't even estimate how painful it is. But the gopis is suffering out of pain of separation from Krishna. But they don't think about their own pleasure. They are thinking, oh, the lotus feet of Krishna is so soft, like the petal of the lotus. So soft. But Krishna is wandering in the jungle, in the forest of Vrindavan, with a lot of thorns and pebbles. They pick on Krishna's feet, they're hurting his feet. Those, when they think like this, their head reels. You know, that's what they think about Krishna's lotus feet. They're so soft. And then they consider, is that those lotus feet of Krishna so soft? Either by coming in contact with the thorns, the pointed people, is that the people or this stone becomes soft, like the lotus feet of Krishna? Or the lotus feet of Krishna becomes hard, like the thorns, like this. They're all thinking about it, just constantly thinking about the lotus feet of Krishna. They forget about their own miseries, about their own suffering. They're just concerned about Krishna's welfare. It's a lotus feet. So soft. So tender. They'll think like this. And then they say again, those lotus feet of Krishna are so soft. When we put those lotus feet in on our breast, you know, our chest, we are very apprehensive that our breast is so hard that will hurt his soft lotus feet. This is what we're thinking. Our breast is so hard. Compared to the soft lotus feet of Krishna. But we're apprehensive of his lotus feet might be hurt. But how those soft lotus feet of Krishna moving about in the forest of Vrindavan, full of thorns, this meditation of the gopis, when Krishna is not with them? This is what they think about the lotus feet of Krishna. They don't think they're going to take dust from the lotus feet. So, it depends on the mood. Vrindavan, it doesn't mean just like, you know, physical place, go and see that. No, Vrindavan is the mood. The other personalities, as I said, Akrura, Udhava, they go to Vrindavan. They also went to Vrindavan, but they were lacking Vrajaprem. They didn't have that Vrajaprem. And this is during Krishna's pastimes, right? Now, why they didn't get it? Because only Krishna can bestow his mercy upon other living entities, be they demigods, all these other expansions. Only Krishna alone can bestow the blessings of mood of Vrindavan. So during Krishna's pastime 5,000 years ago, Krishna was not that mood. Krishna couldn't give Krishna prema. That's what said only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, those personalities, they couldn't get, they didn't get access to real Vrindavan because they didn't have Braja Prem. And it's not the way to get Braja Prem only if Krishna gives. Even Radharani doesn't give. Not incarnation gives Krishna Prem. Because that time Krishna was destroyed Vigraha. He was the enjoyer of the pastimes. So he couldn't give it. Therefore, Krishna was thinking constantly, how can I give this to the conditioned souls in the world? Anapita chiranchila karuna yavati nakaru sama upayitumun notu jolora samso bhakti shri. This Braja, for a long time Krishna was thinking, for many, many yogas, I haven't given this, I haven't bestowed this Braja prem to one and all. How can I do it? So he was meditating like this during Braja Leela. But then when he went back to the spiritual world, after his Braja Leelas, so then he was thinking, how to do it. Then he came again to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, assuming the mood of Bhakta. Mood especially, mood is much for that. But now another question is that, well, okay, one day Radharani didn't give. She was there during Vajralila. Why she didn't give that Krishna to come again and inform Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give? Because during Vajralila, Krishna has two Shaktis, two energies. One is called Icha Shakti, and the other one is called Kripa Shakti. So during pastimes of Vrindavan 5,000 years ago, Icha Shakti was predominating. That means Krishna. And will, Icha means willpower. That's a Krishna. Krishna's willpower. Radharani is Kripa, mercy, power of mercy. So Radharani was under the control of Icha Shakti, will of Krishna. According to will of Krishna, it couldn't give the Braja Prem to others. He couldn't. Not only that he couldn't give, but he was not in that mood. He was destroyed Vigraha. He was not the assured Vigraha. So Radharani or Kripa Shakti was completely under control of Icha Shakti. And she couldn't do it. But when Krishna came in the pastime Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gauranga, it's Udaja Mohalila. Icha Shakti is under control. Kripa Shakti now is free. Icha Shakti has granted freedom to Kripa Shakti. Now, Icha Shakti says, okay, Kripa Shakti, now you may bestow the mercy to one and all. Give it. So, therefore, this is only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can give this mode of Raja. Golokera Primadana Harinama Sankirtana. Only Mahaprabhu brought this, nobody else before. So now we can see even the most fallen. I mean, obviously, in Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu can be the deliverer of the most fallen. They can get this Radha Yuga Bhakti from now. Mahaprabhu came to teach it. That's what Mahaprabhu came. He came to give this Madhurya for us. He didn't come to give Madhurya Rasa Sukhya, he came to give Parokya, the mood of Vrindavan. So, during that time, those personalities, they couldn't get it. That's a Brahma is to come again. It's the birth of them, Mahaprabhu's leader. That's Brahma Haridas, Lord Shiva, Aditya Acharya. Like this. So, this is a characteristic of pastime of Vrindavan. That's why it is said here that, according to Vishnu Chakravitaku, who quotes from Shastra, each day in the late afternoon, as Krishna returned from the cow pastures with his cow boyfriends, great demigods like Brahma and Shiva would come down from heaven and take the dust of his feet. So this is not the mood of Vrindavan. Vrindavan normally take dust of Krishna's lotus feet. Mm. Although they come to Vrindavan, but they're in the mood of a soldier. So the next paragraph, Prabhupada said, great personality like the goddess Ram, the wife of Vishnu, Shiva, and Brahma, are not at all sinful. But in the ecstasy of pure Krishna consciousness, they feel themselves fallen and impure. Thus, desiring to purify themselves, blissfully, they take the dust of the Lord Lotus feet and the hurt. So here, another it's very significant again. If you put in it, this is all in a soldier. All those great devotees, they want to purify themselves by taking the dust from the lotus feet of the Lord. They want to purify themselves, to live their existence. It's also again, it's so a soldier. But in Madhurya, so whenever we talk about Krishna's pastime, they always parallel. You have Madhurya and they're all completely different. Here, in the mood of a soldier, they want to take the dust to purify. But in Madhurya, Krishna wants to take the dust of his devotees so that he can purify himself. Because he becomes indebted by the love of the gopis. So he considers himself contaminated. So therefore, Jiva Goswami has mentioned that Krishna steadily follows behind his pure devotees. And those pure devotees means those like Vrajavasis. The example is that when Krishna manifested this pastime of sickness, yeah, with shivering, yeah, he got some kind of like flu, and shivering, and now there's this appear there, and so, oh my Lord, what happened? Oh man, I'm sick. Oh my Lord, is very sick, shivering. What to do? And the devotee obviously is do all he can, you know, to assist his beloved Lord. So Narada Muni wanted immediately to go and get some medicine from somewhere, whatever what he could do. But when he started walking away, Krishna said, "Oh, Narada, come back. Yes, my Lord, I have to do it." He said, "Narada, you see, there's no medicine to cure my sickness." I said, "Wow, what you doing then?" But because the Lord is very kind to his devotees, when the devotee is very eager to serve him, the Lord gives him clue what to do. It's a beautiful. When the devotee is really, really serious, very sincere to render service to the Lord, which may be very impossible, but the Lord gives him clue. We can use the example of Hanuman, where Lakshman was about to die, you know, when Indrajit threw this deadly weapon, you know, and Hanuman, first of all, he did an amazing, performed an amazing feat. He crossed Lanka, the ocean, but when he brought the physician of Ravana, very expert, he brought him there. It was amazing. Who could do that? And then again, by the direction of that physician, he went to the Himalayas. He came back before for the sunset or sunrise, something like that. Even Lord Ram was amazed by the feat performed by Hanuman. So this is a wonderful nature. When the devotee is really sincere and serious to serve the Lord, he can be, actually, the Lord can empower him. And the Lord becomes himself amazed. So, Narada Muni, Krishna told Narada Muni, just you go. I give you a clue what I need. Just go to some of my dear devotees and get a dust from the Lord's feet. And if you bring that dust and throw that dust over my body, smear the dust, my body with that dust, then that would work. That's medicine. So Narada said, "Well, I think that was in a Dwarka material, somewhere like that." And Narada only thought, "Oh, this is very easy. Krishna has so many queens, and they love him so much. So if I go to them and ask the dust from the feet, so that their husband can be, you know, cured, no problem, they'll do it." So when Narada Muni went there, he told everything to the queens. The queens turned against him. So Narada was saying? Are you mad? You are saying that's for my Lord's sake, for our beloved Lord. Do you want us to go to hell? How can a servant give the dust to the master? It's the other way around. So now he was disappointed. And he went back to Lord Krishna. And he told everything to Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna said, okay, what to do? Why don't you try to go to Vrindavan? You must succeed there if you go. So Narada Muni went there. And then when I arrived there, as usually gopis, you always, you know, dying out of separation from Krishna. And whenever they used to see somebody coming from Mathura, from, you know, outside Vrindavan, the first thing they to do, they will come really surrounding the person, tell us how is Krishna doing. They don't even care about their own pleasure. They want to know what Krishna is doing. And Narada Muni told everything, the condition of Krishna. He was sick. And then the gopi became very, very, very upset, and they wanted to do everything for Krishna. But Narada Muni told them, okay, you don't have to go there, but if you do one thing, that will be enough. And what is it? And then Narada told them, all right, that's it. He said, and then the gopi said, so you have to come all the way here. Krishna's there, there's many queens. You couldn't get the dust from them. Now they said, well, the queen, they didn't want to do it. They refused because they didn't want to go to hell. And the gopis, they made a competition. Now, how many bags, how many sacks do we? Let us fill those bags with the dust from our feet. Let Krishna be happy and let us go to hell. We don't care. This is the characteristic of Prajna Prem, that completely different. They are soldiers completely covered by Madhuri. They don't care. They want to just, well-being of Krishna. They don't care about themselves. And this is another example of Aisodhya, a difference between Aisodhya, Bhava Aisodhya, and Madhuri. So, therefore, Jiva Goswami said that Krishna, you know, steadily follows such pure devotees, premi bhaktas, and those in mood of Vrindavan, Krishna follows them to get a dance from the Lord's feet, to purify his entire creation. That is, I think that was Shridhar Swami, and Jiva Goswami said about he wanted to purify because he became indebted, Krishna became indebted by the gopis. Because Krishna is an apari, oh gopi, Krishna say, tamam prapadyam tam deva prapadyam yaham. As you surrender to me, I reward accordingly. But in case of loving transactions between Krishna and Radharani, and the gopis, especially all the gopis headed by Srimati Radharani, Krishna failed. Krishna became indebted. So, in this way, Goswami said, he says that Krishna steadily follows pure devotees behind to take the dust and smear that dust over his body, and so he can become purified from his date, his paid date. So, but here, in case of others, you know, he said that they want to take this dust and they desire to purify themselves by taking blissfully the dust from the Lord's feet on their head. You see, we can see this in the past time of Vrindavan. Nanda Maharaj, Krishna was 3 years old, three something like that. Nanda Maharaj said, bring my wooden sandal. And Krishna put in the head, a tiny baby Krishna. But everybody else wants the dust from the Lord's feet. It's the beauty of Madhurya. So this mode of Vrindavan only became possible when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So I'm going to read some statement here about this. Emana Sachira Nandana Vine Prima Bolinam Ati Adbuta Sutta Hoita Karakane. Translation. Aho, without the mercy of Sachi Gurasundara, the son of Sachi, who could have heard about that extremely wonderful Prima Nam? Shri Krishna Namera Swaguna Mahima Kiva Janaita are. Who would have told us the unlimited glories of Sri Krishna now? If Sri Gaura Hari, who is Krishna endowed with the bhav and color of Sri Radha, had not appeared and described the unparalleled sweetness of Vrindavan. If he had not poured his gorgeous mercy upon the fallen jivas of Kali Yuga without discrimination, then who could have entered into the sweetness of that Vrindavan? You see, only Moksha Dharma Mahaprabhu can. Even the fallen conditioned soul of Kali Yuga can enter Vrindavan. But previously, those people, they couldn't. They would come, but they couldn't enter Vrindavan. So they were not well in mood of Vrindavan. Then he said again, Sri Radha is the last limit of that most effulgent Madhurya Ras. A wonderful Mahabhav consists of Adhuruda, Modana, Madana, and various other ecstasies. Without Rasika Sekara, Sri Gaura Hari's mercy, who could have known all of this? How was it possible for anyone to know of the divine Sattvic transformation before Sri Satchinandana Gaura Hari revealed them in Jagannath Puri at Sri Gambhir? So, as we said, that only when Mahaprabhu came, then we've been given this opportunity, you know, to practice Radha Mudra Bhakti and to be situated on the topmost platform of the topmost rasa, which is Madhura Rasa, but even higher, but not Sokya, but Parokya, means in Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Madhura Rasa is Parokya. Within the house of Kashmishra, while he tested Shrimati Radhika moods of separation. Without him, who could have understood the loving affairs of Parokya Ras shared between Akila Rasamrita Murti Sri Krishna and Mahabhava Mai Sri Radha and her Kaya View Swarupa Gopis? So only Mahaprabhu came to bestow these blessings. As I said, during Vrajalila was not possible. Prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not possible. So everybody come there, they were in a soldier mood, no Madhurya. Who made it possible to know the glories of the gopis, their transcendental bodies, and their various bhavas, vibhavas, anubhavas, sattvic, and vyabhichari? O blessed Kali, you are most glorious, for Sri Gaura Hari and Nityananda Prabhu have appeared in this world to display supreme compassion that filled the world with such high levels of prema which were incomprehensible even to Brahmaji. Yes, it's a confirmation. That time they didn't have any idea about this Madhurya. Without discrimination as to who is elevated or fallen, they embrace everyone. Sri Ramananda says, or no, Premananda, who wrote his poem and song, he says, "Oh brothers, keep that Sri Gaurasunda locked in your hearts." I want to say this because it's very important, this verse, everything here happening in Aisogya. That's why, although they went to Vrindavan, but they were not really into Vrindavan. They wanted dust, but in Vrindavan nobody wants dust. They don't even think of it. And they want to purify themselves by taking the dust from the Lord to the Lord, but the Lord taking the dust of their bodies to purify himself. Example I give, the gopis, they send the dust so that Krishna can be cured. So, this is the 2 points I want to make on this last time. How the way the gopis think of the lotus feet of the Lord from others is different. So, I should stop here. Any time is over. Question? Can you take my question? Question? Yes?
Like you just read the quotation, and also in other places, it appears. heart to heart. So what is this heart to heart? Like, we need to lock up Gauranga in heart to heart.
Where from here?
Just at the end, you know, in several requests.
Yeah, I remember. I remember.
I'm just wondering, is there any significance? What does it say, the heart to heart?
Let me
see that Gauranga in your heart.
Oh, the last one, yeah. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Look in your heart of heart. Yeah, this is an expression that people use usually to express kind of like deep connection or something. I don't know how to put it. In Vaishnava literature, they use that a lot. You know, my heart of hearts, like rooted heart or something like that. Anybody have heard of this? Heart of hearts?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure if it's an English expression, but it means like the innermost chambers of your heart, deep within.
That's right, yeah. That's what you can say,
She can say keep it in your heart, but
yeah.
You say keep it in the heart of your
heart. Exactly. Thank you. That's
an exaggerated expression.
Yeah. The depth of your heart. To the depth of your heart. Yeah. No, like superficially or no, really deeply. But it's some of the words, deeply, the heart of the heart, this expression. Does it make sense? Any other comments, question? Yes,
sometimes this desire for purification should be desired, this to have this desire, or we want to just serve Krishna. What should be? Sometimes we pray, oh Krishna, because I like my heart, or we should pray Krishna for that I serve you, whatever. What is the should be our?
Well, we should be our mood.
Yeah.
Well, we've been taught by the Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we're just talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's made it very clear. He came to bestow the highest benediction to all the living entities. Brahmana Dulava Prima Savakarizachi. Even Lord Brahma, the most pious person in this material world, he never got his spring. Brahma is giving to everyone. So he's giving the last limit of, the highest boon that nobody ever thought before. So, when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, we are begging, we are asking Lord Chaitanya to engage us in his loving service. So, by doing so, sincerely, and following, you know, properly, then everything will be revealed to you. Exactly. And the Lord will guide you. Krishna said, Tisham Satata Yutana, Bhajita Priti Purvakam, the Dhami Udi. So if you're really trying to serve the Lord sincerely, follow the footsteps, follow the properly, you know, the bona fide process, and Krishna said, give you buddhi, he makes you understand what actually. He can make you understand. So, for instance, we're talking about the higher level of rasa. We're just hearing theoretically, but that can be realized, can be revealed to you. By the mercy of the Lord, then you cannot say, wow. You know, but it's not intellectually, you can understand. So they're all the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So you follow this process, then he's given it freely. He said here, he doesn't say, oh, this one is elevated, this one is most fallen. No. He's completely, he's throwing everything with closed eyes. His closed eyes was throwing. He doesn't care where it's gonna fall, who's gonna get it, you know. Yes, it's not for nothing that we say Namo Mahabharata Naya Krishna Prabhupada Krishna Chaitanya.
I was just going to say, as a trivial point, I found the origin of Heart of Hearts.
Oh, great.
It is English, it's Shakespeare, and it's from Hamlet. So in Hamlet, he made a statement. Hamlet says, in my heart's core, in my heart of hearts, hearts is I do thee. So maybe one point is
from the core of the heart.
Yes,
yeah,
the heart.
Yeah, deep, the depth of the heart. So we have to follow the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't, you know, sometimes some devotees they say those things, oh, this is very high to Madhura and Vagaduga. But that's what Mahaprabhu came to give. I mean, it's very clear. He came to give. But we, of course, we don't have to be, you know, artificial, but, you know, we need just to follow the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then everything will be possible. We can't do anything with it. It's Mahaprabhu's process. To be chanting Hare Krishna, doing devotional service, it's Mahaprabhu is doing it because in the mood of the devotee. That's why, in the traditionally, when once I met this one Indian guy, and he asked, "You Hare Krishna people, why do you call Prabhu? Prabhu is only Prabhu is only refers to the Supreme Lord, which is true. In a very tradition, Prabhu means Lord. But why are you calling each other Prabhu? You know, for them, it's not really correct. But we say yes. I read some explanation for Prabhupada. So because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming in the mood of devotees, it's the mood, it's Bhaktabha. So he's there within every devotee. So the activities we're performing of Krishna consciousness is actually not us performing. The sadhana we do, everything we do, is Mahaprabhu's activities. He is the Supreme Lord, he comes a Mura devotee, and we are part and parcel. So one can part and parcel do unless the Supreme Master do. Just like any part of your body is moving according to the will. You, the master of the body. Bhagavan Thakur also says, Jiva boli ami kori seto satyano. Jiva ki korite pare tumi na korile asamatra jiva kore tawa ifachale. He said, oh my Lord, it's amazing. A tiny jiva thinking is the doer. What can tiny jiva do? Oh Lord, unless you do. So the meaning of Adi Purush, Adi Karta, the Supreme Person Godhead, means every action is actually sanctioned by him or enacted by him. We're just engaged to that activity. So we call it Ishchara Prabhu because this process of cultivating devotional service, the way we do in Krishna consciousness, is Mahaprabhu doing. That's why we call Krishna consciousness, means Krishna Chaitanya. And when we say become Krishna conscious, means embark the mood of Shri Krishna Chaitanya. When we say becoming Krishna conscious, means being involved with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other words, being engaged by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we know the doer, Krishna said Bhagavad Gita, his ability in man. And also, Paul Bhaktivinoda said, Jiva bole ami kori seto satyanoi. Jiva thinking is the doer is not true at all. What can tiny Jiva do, although unless you do? So therefore, when we call each other Prabhu, we are addressing Lord Chaitanya. He's a Prabhu, he's a Lord, but in the mood of devotee. One time Prabhupada told his devotees, he said, you are not devotees, I'm a devotee. But the significance is that, yes, the master is a devotee actually. We are just engaged. So to become the dust and lotus feet of the Lord is that when you become a dust there, lotus feet of the Lord, whenever the Lord is moving, his foot, you're also moving with him. That's the meaning of it. So you engage in those moments by the grace of the Lord because you have. It's not that you really do. And by being constantly attached to the Lord, then you are engaged. So what we do, Sankirtan, we do everything, all those activities we do, is the Lord. So that we should develop this mode of gratitude. When you every day, every Krishna conscious day you pass, you should every day before go to bed say, Lord, thank you so much. You have engaged me. Please keep on engaging me. Don't think I've done this, I've done that, I went to Sankirtan, I did puja, I did this and that. No. This is wrong. So whenever a little thing we've done, you know, for the Lord, that's His mercy. If He doesn't show His mercy, you can't do anything. You'll be in the more of ignorance. You won't do anything. So we should always be grateful to the Lord. I did a little service today. I cook for the Lord. Oh, Achan Maram. Oh, thank you, my Lord, for engaging me. Please keep on engaging me again and again. So always deep gratitude, deep gratitude, deep gratitude. So that's where Corinthians are from. So I think we should close now.
Please.
Thank you very much. Not rush my brother to come. Key. Shilo go by the key. Some of you have come in the key. And I go ready for the day.
So I just have one score from yesterday, the pleasure of the Lordships. Robert's Boutique, we distributed 10 books for 215 National Boards. Shopping key. So I'll just offer a prayer to the Lordships.